Hello, this is Ariel Littles, and here's my response to Gish Jin's The Love Wife from pages 214 to 219. I chose this passage for a number of reasons, including my personal connection to it, as well as how it exemplifies some of the novel's major themes and conflict. From a personal standpoint, I can clearly identify with the character of Lizzie and her struggle with being, as she calls it, soup du jour. From the literary standpoint, I feel like this particular passage touches on the novel's primary conflicts, hybridity, personal and social identity, and lastly, social hierarchy, the ladder-like outlook. What we in class have been calling hybridity, or what the book calls soup du jour, is the major theme in this passage, as well as the entire novel. In this particular passage, though, it discusses a number of different hybrids. First, there's the mixture of race, both in the character of Lizzie and in the family overall. There's also the hybridity of the family structure in terms of biological children versus adopted, which also proves to be a struggle. In her interview with Amy Finch, Gish Jin explains how personal experiences and the nature of her own hybrid family shape the characters of the novel. She also explains her feelings on hybridity as it is in the present-day society, how very natural it is. Even Carnegie describes it as cool. Ambiguity is in. How very natural is, after all, that an invented nation based on shared ideals rather than on blood and inheritance should be full of families brought together on a similar principle, by choice rather than by circumstance and biology, Jin explains in her interview. I think this particular passage reveals the challenge and even the stigma that arises from these mixtures. Hybridity in this book seems to balance on that line between natural and unnatural, even desired and unwanted. Though for the most part, you get the impression that the beliefs that the family and Lizzie are unnatural are seen in the older generation, or from the older generation, Mama Wong's generation, it's clear that it affects all of the characters. Each character questions the success and nature of the family and its racial diversity. The struggle that arises from the different hybrid structures, the family, and even Lizzie, depicts another theme of the overall story, defining one's identity. Attempting to define oneself and their identity, the characters of Lizzie and Blondie fight to find where they belong, not only in their family structure, but their social environment. Similar to the theme of hybridity, identity and self-awareness seems to be a balancing act, a tug-of-war between nature and nurture, one's genetics and race against one's environment. The internal conflict causes the character to feel like an outcast. For Lizzie, it's her lack of genealogy or heritage that makes her feel foreign. For Blondie, on the other hand, possessing what seems to be a clear sense of self-identity, she must struggle with her identity or primary place in the family. The final aspect of this passage that I find really interesting is the ladder outlook, which not only Lon takes, but the entire family possesses. Trying to connect with Lon, Blondie is informed by Carnegie that Lon treats her as a superior. Though we as readers know that Lon believes that she is a servant because she doesn't live in the house, Carnegie affirms that fact, the fact that, in their eyes, Blondie is superior to Lon. While the latter may be structured by social and economic levels, or even the dynamics of the family, it also seems that, in a way, it's Blondie's race that makes her superior. Carnegie, as well as the others, place Blondie at the top of the ladder as a Caucasian. We see this through Carnegie feeling more superior, or even more American because he's married to a blonde Caucasian woman, at the lake house when he's being heckled. Following her is probably Bailey or Carnegie, followed by Lon and Wendy, and lastly Lizzie, a soup du jour, placed at the bottom. While this passage illuminates the different types of struggle and conflict that arise from the hybrid structures, the soup du jours, Jin includes some humorous moments between Carnegie and Lizzie. In these moments, you once again feel optimistic about how America is changing and how natural mixed-race families actually are in America. Other topics that I found in this passage were the figures of truth versus the figures of secrecy, hidden truths, passing or performing to find one's place, and lastly, assimilation,